Based on a true story, The Dirt Merchants takes place in the middle-class suburbs of Teaneck and Englewood, New Jersey, and the gritty neighborhoods of Jersey City, Paterson, Queens, and the Bronx in the decadent and turbulent 1980s. Our protagonist, Quentin Salazar, is a suburban teen consumed with sports and connected at the hip to his friends. Quentin is extremely confident and excels at two things, baseball and being cool. When a sudden injury crashes his dreams, Quentin finds himself struggling for a new identity. Feeling lost and lacking direction, Quentin and his buddy Lennox Thompson embark on a troublemaking spree as their studious friend, reformed burglar Brandon Sanders, becomes consumed with rap music. In pursuit of a summer job, Quentin comes face to face with a group of slick, well-dressed, and smooth-talking executives who run an electrifying sales company, American Wholesalers. The company's honchos are Rich Jones, the company's founder and leader, Spencer Corrales, a straight arrow and top dog in the company, and Corrado Bonda, Rich's mentor, who delivers one spellbinding speech after another. These mesmerizing motivators command their guys to have a great goddamned attitude and never be seen as weak pieces of shit. Quentin soon finds out that the job is hardcore street sales, selling tools out of the trunks of cars to anyone they can get to listen. Not to be deterred, 17-year-old Quentin hits the ground running and quickly catches the attention of Rich, who takes him under his wing as a protege, and Spencer, the company's top sales ace, with whom Quentin develops a friendly rivalry. Quentin quickly becomes not only the youngest of American Wholesalers' 700 salesmen, but also one of the most successful. The job consumes Quentin's entire life and his identity, leading him to quit high school, alienate his friends, and lose his relationship with his father. Meanwhile, Lennox is speeding down a criminal path. He begins robbing houses and dealing drugs. He develops a foolproof system of robbing and drug dealing and is careful not to let any of the crew use guns, which keeps the sentences minor in the event that anyone gets caught. Lennox's small crew is growing. He seems to be getting away with it. Then, Lennox believes he is shortchanged by a drug dealer, Blaze. This leads Lennox and his crew to plot revenge and plan an assault to rob Blaze. Quentin's success creates a confidence in him that attracts the gorgeous, self-assured Bella, whom he has been pursuing all along. Quentin's ascent comes to a halt as the weather gets colder and he falls into a sales slump. He shows envy towards his friends' carefree teenage lives, Brandon, now a successful DJ, and disgust at what Lennox is becoming. Out of character, he shares his insecurities with Bella, who displays uncommon maturity and wisdom, which gives him the courage he needs to barrel through his slump. Brandon begins interning at Sugar Hill Records, the first rap record label. We see the birth of hip-hop and the development of various talented rap, R&B, and rock music artists. As spring approaches, Quentin comes out of his slump and decides he's going to attempt to break the company daily sales record. During an insane 24-hour sales marathon chock full of challenges and setbacks, he emerges victorious. He is the best there ever was. He is happy. The same day, Blaze and his crew pack their trunk with weapons and pipes and track down Lennox. Blaze's crew chase Lennox on foot, while Blaze pursues in his car. Lennox is trying to get to Quentin's house for refuge. The chase pours into some heavy woods a few houses up from Quentin's. Quentin and Bella are celebrating his victory, oblivious to what is about to take place outside the window of Quentin's bedroom. With Quentin's house in view, Lennox is trapped, then robbed and beaten by Blaze's gang. Although he's brutally injured, he's alive when he's taken away in the ambulance.